Okay, we are up to mitzvah number 30, mitzvah lamed, shelo lishav al hashav. This is the third of the Aseres HaDibros. We've done a number of mitzvahs in the Aseres HaDibros, more than two. This is the third of the Aseres HaDibros, lo sisa, not swearing falsely with God's name. Shelo lishava lashav. This is a very serious isser, as we're about to see. Shelo nishba levatala, says the Sefer HaChinuch, making oaths for no reason. The Rambam writes in Hilchis Shvuos, Perek Yud Beis, just to talk about the background and the severity of this Avera, says the Rambam, Af al pi sheloke hanishba lashav ola sheker, even though, as we will see, one who swears Lashav or Lasheker, we'll see what the difference between those two are, for nothing or falsely, v'chein anishba shvuas ha'edus or shvuas ha'pigadon, or if somebody swears that they don't know testimony, which is a separate avera, or they don't have something that belongs to somebody, even though they bring a carbon in some of these cases, or they get malchus, ein miskaper lohen avon hashvua kulo, the entire avera is not totally removed by the malchus or by the karban. Shneamar lo yinakeh Hashem. Ein lazeh nikayon midin shemayim ad sheyiparami menu al Hashem hagadol shechilel. Because there was such a terrible chil Hashem that is caused by using God's name in vain. Lefichach tzarech adam lehizoyer me'avon ze yeser mikol ha'averos. This is the Rambam talking in Hilchos Shvuos Yud Beis Aleph. One has to be careful with this more than any other averus. We're going to have many, many averus talking about what goes into our mouth. This is one of the first few with an aver related to what comes out of our mouth. Says the Rambam, we have to be so careful. Avon zemena chamuros, kamoshe biyarnu behilchos tshuva. Says the Rambam, look in Hilchos Tshuva. Let's remember, Hilchos Tshuva. We only do this as Aseres Yemei Tshuva. We can do it right now. The second halacha in Hilchos Tshuva. The Rambam categorizes different averos. Says the Rambam, the seer mishtaleach, the seer that sent out over the cliff on Yom Kippur. It's mechaper for all of Klal Yisrael. It's mechaper al averos shebetorah hakalos v'hachamuros. On kalos and hachamuros, as long as there's tshuva. The seer mishtaleach helps bring kapara on kalos chamuros, as long as there's tshuva. Alvol moas a tshuva. If there's no tshuva, it's only mechaper on the kalos, the light averos. Okay, without getting into the details now, what are the light averos? What are the chamuros? That's what's important for us. Mayin akalos mana chamuros. Rambam says chamuros hein shachayoven aleihem misas bezdin okares. Chamuros, stringent averos, are ones that are chayiv kares or chayiv misas bezdin. All the ones that are chayav malchus are averos, but they're called kalos, except for one. There's one avera the Rambam puts into the chamuros, even though it's only a chayav malchus. Our issue. V'shvua sheker v'shav, af api she'en ben kares, harehem en achamuros. Unbelievable. V'shar mitzvahs lo sasei, u'mitzvahs sasei she'en ben kares, heim hakalos. This is the only avera that gets malchus that belongs with the chamuros, says the Rambam. Right, that's the Rambam in Perek Yud Beis, and that's the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva. Reflects the severity. I saw one of the Rebbe's, and I have a sefer at home, Yagdil Torah. I just got one volume. I'm looking for the other volumes. Yagdil Torah on Shmos, on this pasuk, comes from Meir Parmizlaner, where he says, when a person does an Aveira, Rachman al-Atzlan, it's recorded upstairs. Upstairs, we all have a scorecard in Shemayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps track of all of our Aveiras in our Sefer HaZichronos. And when we're Zocha to do Tshuva, the Aveira is wiped out. It's erased. The problem is, if we're nishpa b'shem Hashem, there's an isra of mechikas Hashem. Right? It's recorded exactly what we did upstairs, and it's recorded. We said, shem Hashem, lashav or lasheker. You can't erase that. That's why it's so severe. You can't erase. There's an isra of mechikas Hashem. You're not allowed to erase God's name. V'zapirish, ki lo yinak, that's why that's the continuation of the pasuk. Lo sisa shem Hashem lashav, why? Ki lo yinak Hashem, es asher yisa shmo lashav. Shahari yifshar lamachko, v'yishar rosh amachid, it's going to be there forever. Apidrush says Rameir Pamizlaner, that's also why one cannot do full tshuva for this, and one really has to make sure to stay away. Okay, with that background, we get into the Aveira itself. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shalom Nishba Livatala. Not to swear Livatala, Shenamar Lo Sisa, Hashem Hashem Alakecha Lashav. Not to swear Lashav. Vinyana Batalu Arbet Stadin. So this Aveira, first and foremost, includes four. What's a Shvua Livatala? What is a shvua for nothing? Levatala, we're going to use levatala and lashav interchangeably. Shav and batala interchangeably. Sheker, lying, is something else. But what is a shav and batala? Says the chinuch, four cases. Four shvuas, based on the Rambam. Number one, kigon. Shenishbal dava yadua she'eino kein. I swear about something that is not true. I swear about this piece of marble that is gold. I swear that a tree is a rock. That's number one, Shvuas Shav. I swear it's a rock, even though it's a tree. That's, and I swear with Hashem's name. Number two, Tzad Sheni, Kagon She Nishpa Al Hayadua Shu Kain. The opposite. I swear about something obvious. I swear that this tree is a tree. I swear that the rock is a rock. I swear that that person is so-and-so. If it's obvious. That is Shvuas Shav, number two. That is an Isser D'Oraisa. To take such a Shvua with Shem Hashem. Number three, Tzad Shlishi, Nishpa Levatel Mitzvah. I swear that I will not do a mitzvah. I swear I will not put tefillin on today. I swear in the name of Hashem, right? I say the whole lashon, not to do a mitzvah, which is also against reality in a sense, because we're mechuyev. We already took a shvuah, as the Gemara says, mushba v'yomei me'ar sinayhu. We already took a shvuah, so this shvuah is meaningless. But if I try to do it, it's an iser daraisa. O mitzvah shechiyavnu Hashem baruchu bahen. Shegam zel levatala legamri is totally meaningless. Sheim biyado lishava mashachay farchivu akel. If I take a shvuah, I'm not going to wear this tefillin. That's okay because I can wear somebody else's tefillin. But if I swear I will not put on tefillin, I swear against doing a mitzvah, so then that is an issur d'oraisa, besides being meaningless, but I'm not allowed to do that. Number three. And finally, number four, Hatzad HaRavi, the fourth type of shvuas, shav slash batala, shenishba lasos davar shein ko bok shein bokoach lasoso. I swear to do something impossible. I swear I will jump to the moon. With Hashem's name, I say that. That's an Isser, that's Isser. Or, a little more down to earth, literally. I swear that I will not sleep for 3 days. It's impossible for somebody not to sleep for 3 days straight, to go 72 hours without sleeping, and therefore, says the Gemara, based on the Gemara, 3 days. So, that's a Shvuas Shav. Or a person won't eat. For 7 days straight. So some say this is based on a Yerushalmi, but really it should be Shlosha Yamim Ritzufim. Because also, a few days less. A person goes 7 days without eating anything? Unclear? Okay, it's a medical question. But this is what the Shchinuch says. If it's a Shvua against a Mitzius, so then that is an Isser D'Oraisa. What happens if a person makes this Shvua? I swear in the name of Hashem that I will not sleep for 3 days. So look in the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchis Shavuos, in Perek Hay, that the halacha is that we give him malchus immediately, before 3 days pass, before a week passes of not eating. Says the Rambam, Nishba shalo yishen shlosha yamim, o shalo yohal klum shivas yamim, harezeh shvua shav. Ein omrim, let him stay awake until he falls asleep. But once he falls asleep, we'll give him malchus. No. We know it's impossible, and therefore, says the Rabbim, you give him malchus right away. And also eating. Malkin oso miyad. Mishum shvua shav v'yishan v'yocha b'chol eshe yirtza. Give him malchus and he can eat tomorrow. No problem. That is the sheet of the Rambam. The Ran in Shvuas is very upset at this Rambam at the beginning, but then at the end he makes up with the Rambam. He quotes this Rambam and he says, I don't understand how the Rambam can say you give him malchus right away. You can't compare the sleeping case and the eating case. By the sleeping case, if a person says, I'm not going to sleep for 3 days straight, Hasam hainu time of the Yashin La'artel, why could he go to sleep right away? Bibdeshu davarshi yefshar, debal karcho yishan, mitok imol. There is no way, there's nothing for you to do. You're going to fall asleep within 3 days. We know vada, it's impossible. So therefore, we whip you right away and you can go to sleep. Eating? Who's forcing you to eat? You'll die! Who says you're going to violate your shvua? Why are we allowed to whip you right away? Right, says the Ran. Avolze yachol amo b'shvuaso. My amrit sheyamus. What, he's going to die? L'kishe yistakein titcheh shvuaso. When he's b'makam sakana, then we'll push off his shvua b'vnei sakana tafashos. B'kamakam lo yochal al shir sheyochal amur alav. He'll be able to eat the amount that he needs to stay alive. But ask the Ran. Why does the Ran say that? You give him malchus right away. So he says, you know what? At the end of the day, I'll agree with the Rambam, but not because of his reasoning. What does the Rambam say? Because it's also impossible, so whip him right away. I don't think that's true, says the Ran. I think that it's possible he's just going to die. But oh, now let me explain, says the Ran. You know why you whip him right away? Because it's nishba levatel asa mitzvah. You're not allowed to kill yourself. You're not allowed to commit suicide. And this is that we're going to talk about Losertzach in a few days. So it's nishma levatel se mitzvah. That's why it's a shvua right away. Not because it's impossible, but it's in the other category. It's number three, not number four. Shadin din emes v'lav mitamei. Mishum de havile nishma laver al divrei Torah. She nishma lo hametz es atzmo. Hilka havile shvuas shav. Af al filo nishma lo hametz es atzmo. Nishma lo laver al divrei Torah. Mimikra moli dibra akasuv. Achaz zimcham nashosechem edrosh v'chulu. So that is the run. Either way, so it comes out lemaisa that if somebody takes a shvua not to eat for 3 days, he can eat right away. And you give him malchus right away. Rambam Ran discuss why that is. Okay, so now we continue. Mishashi mitzvah zu, next paragraph. What's the shorash behind this mitzvah? As we alluded to in the introduction, Wadas b'nei adam v'lekvoa b'nafshosam ulachazik hemuna b'libosam, to teach people ki okel baruch hu asher b'shamayim imal chai v'kayim lo'ad ein kiyim k'kiyumo. There's no one like God. There's nothing like God. And v'ra'uy u'muchuyav aleinu, and it is obligatory upon us. B'zachreinu shmo ha'gadol al ma'aseinu v'al diburenu. When we remember and we mention the name of God, we shouldn't be mentioning the games of God when we talk about frivolous, silly, wrong, false ideas. L'zochro be'ema b'yer b'rasiz v'zeyah. Every time when God is mentioned, it has to be with trepidation and fear and shaking. V'lokim ha'haslim u'medabrim b'dvar kal. I swear in the name... What are you bringing in a Kodesh Baruch Hu for here? Have a little year of Sermayim. Have a little year of the name. That's why we can't mention it. Ve'edem nisharam kibakiyumam kamonu anachnu b'nei adam. Kodesh Baruch Hu is not like us. You can't mention him in this worldly activities. So that's the message behind this mitzvah. When you're taking shvuas, don't bring in a Kodesh Baruch Hu here. Don't bring in a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Fine. So this is all shvua shav, the main iser, lo sisa shem shav akachal shav. There is another type of shvua, which the chinuch talks about here, and that is shvua sheker. That's the next paragraph. U'mizeh shorash asbo in shvua sheker. Shvua sheker, as we'll see, has a separate aveira, separate iser, in sefer vayikra, v'lo si shavu v'shmila sheker. What's a shvua sheker, different than the four that we already said? That's what's also called the shvua's bitui. I swear I will eat a hamburger today, and I don't. I swear I won't eat a hamburger today, and I do. That's the shvua sheker. Or in the past, I swear I ate a hamburger. I swear I didn't eat a hamburger, and I didn't do. That's a different type. That's not the four that we mentioned, shvua shav, shvua levatala. That's what's called shvua sheker. This is the discussion in the Masech HaShvuas, but this is what the Chinuch and the Rambam assume. Shvua sheker is also included in a different aveir, but he mentions it here, but they're all the same type of shorish, not to mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu regarding these isurim. He also mentions, the Sefer Chinuch here is very elaborate in terms of many of the halachas that he mentions. In the next paragraph he says, U'b'inyin ha-neder derech acheres yishbo. Nidarim also are connected. There are a couple of types of shvuos, a couple of types of nidarim. The Gemara says that a shvua more focuses on the person, I swear I won't. A neder focuses on the object, the chefsa. This item is usher to me. This sukkah is usher to me. A person can say, it's an example of a neder, the Mishnah Nedarim says. So, kshihu kemachas davar ha-mutter begeder ha-isser. A person can take something mutter and make it into an isser. I can make something treif. I have that power. Go to the next paragraph. Vizeh ha-inyan sheish banu koch lasar ha-mutter. That's the power HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person to create isurim. Lefisha ha-torah limdanu b'kach. Midachsev lasar isol nafsho. It says at the beginning of Parshas Matos. V'inyin zehu doma lehektish. Similar to hektish. I can make something holy. I can make something usser. Interesting, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, we mentioned this last summer, in the Parshas year, in Parshas Matos, beginning of Parshas Matos, the Pasuk says, Zeha Dover Asher Tziva Hashem. This is the thing that Hashem commanded. So Rashi there quotes Chazal, Zeha Dover Asher Tziva Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu was the only Navi that had the clarity of vision of Zeha Dover, Zeh. All other Nevi'im said, Ko. So says Hashem, because they didn't have the clarity of vision. Moshe Rabbeinu was the only Navi that was awake when he got Nevuah. All the other Nevi'im was sleeping. It's one of the animamins that Moshe Rabbeinu was different. The Rambam lists off all the differences. But Moshe said, Zeh. Zeh reflects clarity. Zeh Hadavar. Zeh is a Lashon of Moshe Rabbeinu. Ko Amar Hashem. That's a Lashon of other Nevi'im. Answer, Yaakov, why is that Chazal, Dafka, taught to us by the Parsha of Nedarim? Parsha where we create Isurim, why is that special Chazal of Zeh Hadavar, why does the Pasuk and Chazal based on it connected to Nedar? So explains Rabbi Yaakov that whenever a Navi gets a Nevuah and he transmits it to Bnei Yisrael, his personality has a little bit of an effect, an influence on what exactly is said and how it is said. Obviously, we believe that the true message is being given over, but every Navi, as the Gemara says, Ein Navi, Shnei Navim, Nisnabe B'Signon Echad. They don't say the same thing. If two of us are telling over a Dvar Torah that we heard, we'll each say it with our own words, with our own flavor, with our own emphasis, because we're all different. Same thing with Nevi'im. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives the Navi a message, and they say it in their own way. That's what the Gemara says. That's how there was a story in Tanakh where 100 Nevi'im said the exact same thing. They knew they were Nevi'i Sheker, because they were saying the exact same words. You can't say the exact same words. That's Navi Sheker. There was only one Navi that was different, Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was dictated by a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he said exactly what he was told. Zeh Adavar. So says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky that in the Parsha of Nedarim, which is the Parsha of creating your own rules, creating your own Isurim, what does the Chinuch here say? Yishbanu koach lesor hamutar. We have the koach to create our own Isurim, or our own mitzvahs. I swear that I'm going to eat a lollipop today. I have a chiv now to eat a lollipop, just like it's a mitzvah to eat matzah on Pesach night. I could create my own mitzvahs. I could create my own averis. So one might have thought that maybe Moshe Rabbeinu added and created, did his own thing in giving us the Torah. Zeh Hadavar. In the Parsha of Nedarim, we learn that Moshe Rabbeinu said exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to say, nothing more and nothing less. Dafka, that message is given in the Parsha of Nedarim. Okay, the Chinuch continues. We're not going to read this whole halachic discourse. He has a couple of pages here related. Just in the all the way at the end, the Sefer HaChinuch points out the second to last line in the mitzvah. The Sefer HaChinuch says, if somebody does this aveir b'mezid, they get malchus. Third to last line. They get malchus for this aveira. Even though, v'af al pi she'ein sham maisa, even though this is a lav she'ein bo maisa, there's no action. Usually the rule is you got to do a maisa. Why? L'rov chomer ha'inyin, chiyavto ha'torah malchus. Because it's so stringent. It's so chomer, so you're going to get malchus even though there's no mice. Okay, it relates to what we started with the introductory points. Okay, a couple of important points brought up by the Minchas Chinuch. Number one, in Os Dalid, the Minchas Chinuch says, there are two kinds of shvuas that we have in life. There's something called Nishba Mipi Atzmo, and there's something called Mushba Mipi Acherim. Gemara in Shavuos talks about this in a number of contexts. If somebody says to me, I am mashbia you, meaning I am putting an oath on you that you have to do blank, and I say, amen, I say, I agree, that has the same status as a regular Shavuos as if I would have taken it. That's called mushba mipi acherim. So says the Sefer Minchas Chinuch, l'chora, the same thing would apply to this Isra as well. If somebody makes a Shvu Ashav to me, he's Mashbia me, and I answer Amen, I would get that Aveira. It's the same as Mushma Bipa Atzmo and Mushma Bipa Acherim. Number one. Number two, the Minchas Chinuch in Os Zayin says that anytime somebody violates this Isra, it probably, in his view, also is a violation of Es Hashem Elokech Atira. Violating Yiret Shemayim, Yiret Hashem. Somebody takes a shvua like this, they're not having Yiras Hashem. So l'chore, it goes together. This Aveira also violates the Mitzvah Saseh. Nafkamina, you would have to do tshuva for that Mitzvah Saseh as well. The Gemara says in Zvachim, in the first parak, that for Bittul Aseh, we bring a carbon ola. So, you have to bring a carbon ola. In Oschess, he brings us something very important. Very important halachic sugya. The Gemara says in Meseches Brachas, on Daf Lamed Gimel, if somebody says, Kal HaMevarech Bracha She'en Etzricha Over Mishum Lo Sisa, if somebody says an unneeded bracha, there's an Isser of Lo Sisa. So, major machlokas rishonim. What does that Gemara mean? Let's say, out of the blue, I say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Borei Min Hazonos. I'm not eating. I just say those words. Blessed are you, God. You're the creator. You're the master of the world. You created food. Is that an Issa D'Araisa? Or an Issa D'Rabbanan? I'm not supposed to do that. This Gemara says, over below Sisa. Says the Rambam, it's an Issa D'Araisa. That's the sheet of the Rambam. Minority. The Rambam says, in Hilchas Brachos and in Hilchas Shvuas, a bracha she'en etzricha is an Isser d'oraisa. Even though the words you say are beautiful, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, beautiful words, says the Rambam, it's an Isser d'oraisa. Kalam avarach bracha she'en etzricha, hari zenosi shem shemayim lashav, v'hari yu kenishpa lashav, v'aser lanos achrav amen. That's the Rambam Shita. Hilchas Brachos, that's in Aleph Tesvav and Brachos, and in Hilchas Shavuos as well. Rov Rishonim argue with the Rambam. Rov Rishonim assume that this Gemara is an asmachta. What does it mean, over Milo Sisa? Doesn't really mean Lo Sisa. You said a beautiful thing. You said a beautiful bracha. okay, you're not supposed to say it, so it's an Issa Drabanan. But you could say that's an Issa of Shem Shemayim Lashav. That's like saying Shem Hashem. I forgot to mention, the Ramban Allah Torah says, forget Shvuah, just saying Hashem's name for nothing. Just saying Hashem's name. In the middle, that's also included in this Issa. It's not Dafka Shvuah Lashav. Shem Hashem is just saying it in the middle, out of the blue, is also an Issa Daraisa. But here, Machlokas Rishonim, the Rambam says it's Issa Daraisa to say a Bracha Shein Tzricha. The major Machlokas Rishonim, or Achronim, does the Rambam really mean it? If you want to get all the sources, I saw in the Pe'er Hadar, the Rambam's Tshuvas, on page, where is it? I wrote it down here. On page Reish Chaf Hei to Reish Chaf Vav, Rav David Yosef, one of Rav Avadia's sons, he did the footnotes in the Tshuvas of Rambam. He has 3 pages of all the Achronim. Should we take the Rambam literally? The Nishmas Adam, the Chai Adam in the bottom, in Klal Hay says, it's impossible the Rambam means it. First of all, if there's an Issa D'Araisa to make a Brachas Shein Tzricha, how did the Rabbanan make up all Brachas? How did they make up all Brachas? If saying a Brachas Shein Tzricha is an Issa D'Araisa, say, how'd they come up with Brachas? If it's an Issa D'Rabbanan, they came up with it, and they could say when to say it, when not to say it. If it's an Issa D'Araisa to say Shem Hashem, even in the context of a Brachas, say, how'd they create Brachas? Number one. And number two, says the Nishmas Adam, the Rambam himself says, if you don't remember if you said any bracha, what's the halacha? You don't repeat. Because all brachas are derabanan, except benching. If I don't remember if I benched or not, I have to repeat benching. And the Rambam paskins that way. Say yes to Nishmas Adam. If the Rambam holds that making a bracha shein tzricha is an issa daraisa, so how can you say that this is a suffik daraisa? Suffik daraisa on the benching, but a suffik daraisa, bracha shein tzricha. You shouldn't be able to bench again. So says the Nishmas Adam, it must be the Rambam's bracha shein tzricha is when you're making a bracha as a joke. Well, you're not saying it seriously. You make it as a joke. If you joke it around and you say a bracha, that's what the Rambam means, daraisa. But in his view, it's impossible that the Rambam thinks saying a bracha shein tzricha is an iser daraisa. Okay, it's a big discussion, but fascinating. It comes up sometimes. The post can talk about, let's say, you might think, where's it going to come up? Let's say I make a bracha on ice cream, shakon li'ebed vara, I'm about to take a lick, and then I'm like, oy vey, I'm fleishik. I remember that I'm fleishik and I already made the bracha. What do you do? Stop time. What do you do there? So you would think, of course, say Baruch Shem. According to the Rambam, if you say you made a Baruch Shem Tzricha, this is a daraisa. If you eat it, if it's at least an hour after you ate fleishik, it's only a minug. We ate 6 hours. It's a minug. It's a minug drabanan, which has the status of a din because it's in Shulchan Aruch. But our root is a minug. We eat a din after an hour. So that's why for a chola, you can be mako sometimes, and for a young child, you can be mako. So you know what the poskim say? Take a bite. Take a little bite. Because it's better to violate the minog than to violate the iser daraisa. The iser maybe daraisa. So one of my chaver once told me that they said, oh, you heard the shidduch day question. What's the shidduch day question? You go in to meet your future father-in-law, and he gives you a sandwich to make a bracha on. He's testing you out. He gives you a sandwich. He waits till you wash. You say a mozi, and right after you say a mozi, he says, it's a chicken cheeseburger. So what do you do? He's testing, it's a joke. But he's testing you, why? To eat the chicken cheeseburger is an Issa D'Rabbanan. To make a bracha shein tzricha is possibly an Issa D'Araisa. So what are you supposed to do? Right? So that doesn't come up. But here, but also, Lamaisa cases. This might be the reason why some people say Shem Hashem in Zmirus. And some people don't. They just say Hashem. Why? Because again, the Rambam is much more stringent in saying Shem Hashem, even in the context of a bracha. Kol Shekein, maybe in Zmiris. Others that are more Megal, Rov Poskim, Rov Rishonim, assume it's an Issa D'Rabbanan. So in the context of Shevach, there's nothing wrong. So maybe once it was Mesakein, L'chadodi. We all say Shem Hashem and L'chadodi. If there's many Zmiris, many people say, so again, there's basis in Halacha, because it is Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, one more minute. We got to finish up. And that is just 2 interesting questions. We don't have time to go through it here. In Osya Dalid, what happens if somebody makes a Shvua to violate an Issa D'Rabbanan? Is that called Shvua Levata Lasa Mitzvah? He could name it Chanukah. We don't have time to do that, but it's an interesting question. You can look in the Shulchan Aruch and Yeridei Reish Lametes. But the other issue that's brought up in Os Yud Zayin is, what happens if I write a Shvua Shav? Ksiva. Does Ksiva have the same status as Dibur? This is a big discussion in many areas of Halacha. Birchas HaTorah, if I write Divrei Torah, do I have to say Birchas HaTorah before I write Divrei Torah? The Shulchan Aruch says you have to. Ksiva is Kedibur Dami. Unlike hear her, which might not need. What about Ksiva? The Shulchan Aruch discusses this in Mem Zayin and Hilchos Berachos HaTorah. The Taz jumps on him. Who says Ksiva is Kedibur? You can't write your Edus. You can't do other times when you need to talk. But this is a discussion here. What about writing a Shvua Shav? Does one violate? So again, that is a discussion here in the Minchas Chinuch a little bit and in many of the Achronim. Okay, we'll have to stop here. And B'ezras Hashem, we will continue tomorrow with the mitzvah of Kiddush.